Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. When we make major mistakes in life, forgiveness is only part of the fix. The consequences of our actions remain, but even here, the grace of God can help us in times of deep depression. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Erwin Lutzer continues a series on the power of a clear conscience. Now, more on depression and suicide, and a vital distinction we must make when facing this issue.
There's a third important lesson, and that is we must distinguish forgiveness from the consequences of sin. This is very important. We must distinguish forgiveness from the consequences of sin. Here's a young woman who lives an immoral life, and she receives God's forgiveness, and then she discovers that she's pregnant. There's a baby on the way, and when the baby comes, every time she thinks of her sin, look at what I've done. What she needs to do is this, to recognize that she can be cleansed, forgiven, and rejoice in God and have the freedom to raise this child for the honor and the glory of God now that he or she has been born, and that the fact of the ongoing consequences does not need to debilitate the fact that she can have joy in God. You say, well, Pastor Lutzer, where are you getting that? You students at Moody Bible Institute, you should always ask that question. So where is he getting that? I again appeal to David, and I was preaching this week elsewhere, and perhaps I told you this already, but if I have, it's because it's clear to me that you need it one more time, okay? David. I mean, here he is. He has adultery. He takes another man's wife. He kills Uriah to kind of, quote, cover it up. And the cover doesn't go very, very well at all. Nathan comes to him, and David says, oh, that guy who stole the sheep, he should receive sevenfold. You know, David, catch this. David was more concerned about a rich man who stole a lamb than he was about a powerful man who stole someone else's wife. That's just human nature. And then Nathan says to him, Hata Ha'ish, you are the man. And David finally pours out all of his heart to God. And he goes on to say, you know, against thee and thee only have I sinned and done evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. You desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you shall make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. By the way, if you take a bucket of snow and you melt it, there'll be a little residue at the bottom. David says, wash me so that I am whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation. Say, David, come on. You wrecked your family. The consequences go on. You've lost all moral authority over your sons, all of whom are going to go bad. There's no way you can bring back the purity of Bathsheba. You can't have Uriah raised from the dead. And you are going to rejoice in God. And David would probably answer this way, I left a terrible mess. But God's forgiveness is so great that I can still rejoice in the God of my salvation. The consequences do not say that I can no longer rejoice in God. Distinguish consequences from forgiveness and acceptance. Number four, your conscience must be retrained to accept God's word as truth and not your feelings, because feelings tell you lies about yourself. They lie to you. Oh, there's no hope. You're so bad that the world would be better off if you were to end it. A lie. When this world is going to be better off without you, God will call for you and he'll take you home. And he knows your name and he knows your address. He knows exactly where you live and he knows what plug to pull. Let him make that decision, all right? So what you need to do is to confront these lies, and you have to retrain your conscience. I've been doing some work on Martin Luther, writing some things, and I've been fascinated by his belief in the devil and how he dialogues with the devil, so to speak. He said one time the devil came to him and showed him all of his sins. Showed him all of his sins. And Luther says, if you're showing me all of my sins, why is the list so short? Don't you know that you miss this, 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 this? And there are other things that God knows about that. Is your knowledge really that limited, devil? That's the best you can come up with? I can add to the list. And then he writes across the list, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. And he says, devil, how does that make you feel now? What do you have to say in light of that? He had to retrain his conscience to accept the fact that his guilt was now a lie. His depression, and he suffered from depression, the German word is Anfechtungen, was a lie, and that he was not going to believe that. He was going to believe God's holy word. Now, of course, confession becomes important, I might say, for those who know God, who've accepted the sacrifice of Christ, because it maintains fellowship with God, and Luther understood that. So there is a place for confession, but it's not in order to be saved again. The Bible says that the work of Christ was so complete, through one offering, he perfected for all time those whom he is sanctifying, those who have believed in Jesus. Imagine that. I don't have to believe these lies. I don't have to do that. Because God's word says that I've come on the basis of blood, and God, blood of Christ, and God has accepted me. It's too late for Lady Macbeth, you know. She went her way in Shakespeare's play. It's too late for those teenagers, you know, who wrote a thing that said, I've messed up too bad. If they had come to God through the blood, that mess could have been cleansed and forgiven. They could have had fellowship with God. You say, well, I know, but they were using drugs. Yeah, I know. And that's a separate issue. That's why the next message in this series is on addictions. That is a separate issue. But the fact is, the basis upon which we come is always the blood of Christ. This is a lesson that I have learned throughout the years in my discouragement, in times when I think, oh, you know, I just really blew it there. I always have to say, God, I'm just so thankful that the basis of my acceptance is your Son's blood, and I accept that blood as my cleansing and my forgiveness. And in a future message, we'll talk about the difference between cleansing and forgiveness. So I conclude today borrowing some words from the great civil rights leader, Martin Luther King, using them in a different context. If you understand this, you can say, free at last, free at last, free at last. Thank God I'm free at last. And what about you who have no assurance of salvation? You can't draw near with the assurance, what is the text actually telling us here? Through complete assurance of faith. Because you've been committed to dead works. You can receive Christ as Savior, right now, you can call up and say, today I believe that Jesus died and that he finished it, and that I bring nothing to the table except my sin. That's my contribution. All has to do with him and his matchless grace. And you can believe on Christ. And we'll have prayer partners up here who are willing to pray with you to help nail that down. And if you receive Christ as Savior, tell a staff member, tell one of us, because we're always delighted to hear what God does through the preaching of his word. Father, we thank you today that when we woke up, some people perhaps felt ill, some felt discouraged, some are plagued with regrets. We thank you today that the record player that has skipped a groove, that continues to play the same song in our minds and hearts, we thank you today that it is stilled when we understand the gospel and we understand the truth of your word. Today, we stand on the basis of our high priest and his shed blood. Amen. Well, this is Pastor Lutzer, and at last we have come to the end of the particular message, Why Lady Macbeth Didn't Have to Commit Suicide. You will remember that she did commit suicide in Shakespeare's play because her guilt was unbearable. She could not take it anymore. She could not rub out that stain of guilt. Some time ago, some teenagers here in the Chicago area committed suicide. They were from different families, but they were Christian families. My heart went out to the families, and I thought of these young people who thought that they had messed up too badly if only they had understood the gospel, if only they had understood that we come to God on the basis of the blood of Christ, if only they had understood that there is more grace in God's heart than there is sin in our past, they would not have had to commit suicide. And this message, by the way, is part of a larger series entitled The Power of a Clear Conscience. I have long ago believed that if we do not have a clear conscience, we really can't make much progress in our Christian life and experience. It's very important that you call friends, that you invite others to listen, because God desires us to walk in obedience and freedom. And you know, thank you so much to the many of you who support us. I just need to speak with you honestly and tell you that we are dependent upon your gifts, your help, your prayers. Together we are making a difference, but it's important for us to realize that it is indeed together that this difference is made. As you continue on listening to this series, you'll discover we're going to be talking about human relationships, some of the struggles we have with guilt, because it is God's desire that we live as free people.
Erwin Lutzer, wrapping up a look at the tragedy of suicide and how to prevent it. Another in a series on the power of a clear conscience. Next time, finding the way out of the trap of addictions. Your support makes Running to Win possible. And to say thanks for your gift of any amount, we'd like to send you Dr. Lutzer's life-changing book, The Power of a Clear Conscience. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. For Dr. Erwin Lutzer, this is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.